The bike shed is back. You remember the Leinster House bike shed that cost over €300,000 and there was an audit of that spending? Well, according to the Irish Daily Mail front page, that audit cost €25,000. The government paid Deloitte to review the overspend. The headline in the Mail, shed should have been built for cost of audit. Over the page, more money news. The latest credit union survey says that a quarter of Irish people say they are clinging on financially. The Independent's coverage of the same story says that large numbers would struggle if they were faced with an unexpected bill like a car repair or to replace a washing machine. The paper quotes an economist calling for cost of living supports in the next budget. The Lazy Boy recliner is back. The TD who claimed it for his office, Ken O'Flynn, says in the Mirror that he just wanted what everyone else had. Under the paper's headline, Chair and Share Alike, he says, sometimes you just want to sit down and read a bit of legislation which could be 150 pages long. John Nocton, in a letter to The Times, says, the news about the Lazy Boy recliners in the Oireachtas is apt and fitting, given, as he says, the pedestrian pace of legislative progress to date in the current Dáil. In politics north of the border, the Belfast Telegraph tells us that a DUP minister with responsibility for sport will attend his first GAA game this weekend. And why that should be so important in the north is answered with a front page photo in the Irish News. It shows a small child on a bike in a onesie. They're outside their home in Belfast, putting their hand on emergency plywood hoarding that's covering up broken windows. The story beneath the photo tells us that these homes are in a new development and they're occupied by Catholics and mixed couples. Their windows were broken by masked individuals the other night. NECAP are back, or they never really went away. All the papers quote their comments that the terrorism charge against them is a carnival of distraction. The columnists are weighing in. Ian Kilroy in The Independent says NECAP waving a Hezbollah flag is unwise, but it's not terrorism. Larissa Nolan in The Mirror describes NECAP as sad panto nationalists doing one thing on stage and another off it. Quoting a poet, she describes them as wolf tones and tracksuits. But, she goes on, as a product of a Republican household, she's a strong supporter of free speech and sees this as another British attempt to stifle Irish culture. The boycott is back. The Times reports that Mayo County Council official who suggested a boycott of holiday home owners has issued an apology. However, his idea has prompted plenty of discussion about empty properties during a housing crisis. The Independent spoke to a planning officer in Achill who said that when he was in school there were 14 primary schools. Now there are just 6. He told the paper, the death of the community is visible. There's a resigned sadness. And the vest is back. All the broadsheet papers have large front page photos of actor Paul Mescal at a movie premiere in Cannes. He's wearing a dark blue suit jacket and a blue denim coloured shirt. The shirt is buttoned down to below his chest, revealing a very sensible white vest. But of course, the real clothing story in today's papers is the vote in Croke Park last night over skirts versus shorts. All the papers cover it. The Mirror gives it the front page under a big headline, Short and Sweet.
Ronan Kelly, 7:10, and we'll be talking about that Camogie Congress next.